Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hi, y'all. This is Charity Daniels, and you are listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk. You leave it right where it's at. You'd be glad you did.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. Whether politicians wanted to admit it, it is clear that there was tremendous fraud in the 2020 election. So if the last election lacked integrity, is it possible it might be tried again in order to hold on to power? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SECDEF and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include four tours in Vietnam, Commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD Region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military and intel analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you very much for having me, Audrey.
It's always great to have you with us, and we're going to jump right in here. Tom, we've discussed this several times since the election of 2020. The fraud on many levels was unequivocal. It was a freak moment in time because the people were caught off guard by the scamdemic, and it was a risk on the part of globalists in that we are not all masked cowering in a corner, but many more of us are awake. Do you think they will try to cheat again?
They're going to cheat again, and they're going to do it exactly the same way they did it before. And we apparently, the Republicans apparently are not aware of it, as I listen to their most learned disciples talk about what they're going to do, etc. And I think they're clueless what they're going to face in the midterms.
You know, it's amazing to me, since there's been so much legitimate, I mean, we know with the different projects, evidence that there was not just the normal kind of cheating that goes on in some elections. This was massive fraud. And it seems as if the Republican Party, which it hurts, by the way, don't seem to care.
Yeah, and I just do not understand it. It is just unbelievable, Audrey. You look at what happened in 2020. We've had the proof now of the video, the documentary that was put out called 2,000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza, and the mainstream media, Fox, et cetera, would not publish it or discuss it of any depth. Now, when they do that, that means they are complicit.
Yeah.
So all the mainstream media was complicit in the 2000 election. Yeah. Last week, almost a little more than a week ago, yesterday, Mike Lindell published a document and a lawsuit against Dominion and against the election, and they publicized Dennis Montgomery's hammer and scorecard and the results of those of that election,
right,
and how they used cyber warfare. Cyber warfare was just one means, but let me finish up on this case. Have you heard anything about Mike Lindell's lawsuit and Dennis Montgomery's lawsuit that went to the court?
No, not at all.
Interesting, isn't it?
Hmm.
That should be front page news up with Mar-a-Lago, but it isn't. So that is our problem. We have, and that's why you are playing such an important role, Audrey, and other podcasters and radio announcers, et cetera, like yourself. That is absolutely concrete evidence, and it has the specificity that you need in the cyber. Now, the important thing is people don't realize there was only a 40,000 vote difference, and with just 40,000 votes, you would have gotten, Trump would have won 3 of the 6 battleground states.
Right.
Think of that. That's piddling when you consider that Biden supposedly got 81 million, and no way that doofus got 81 million.
No.
I mean, I think anybody would understand that.
Yeah. I mean, did you see him recently? I mean, he went to a gymnasium. He couldn't even get the bleachers filled. I mean, it's unbelievable how unpopular.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so and of course, what he's done since being in office is criminal.
Yeah.
It's more than criminal. It's treasonous.
Yes.
And I'm not a tin hat on it.
Right.
But the fact is, when you daily violate the Constitution by letting thousands of illegals come into the country without even trying to, and then you give them a credit card and an iPhone so they can maneuver around the country, and you ferry them across the country, fly to places, that is a direct violation of the Constitution of the United States. His funding of the universities, the college loans, is another violation of the appropriations responsibilities. A president cannot do that. That's probably going to amount to $1 trillion. The president's got to have the Congress to approve that.
Yes, it's unconstitutional. Right.
It's unconstitutional.
Yeah.
So, and the lawlessness that he is letting go through the country is unbelievable, as well as and unconstitutional, as well as the critical race theory and what he's doing to the valuation of the dollar. So all these things are deliberate. They're deliberate, and they're very successful. Now, let's discuss what they did in 2020 and that they're going to do 70-some days now before the midterms.
Right.
Probably the most significant was the cyber warfare, in which they had the Chinese and the Pakistanis, Russians, maybe North Koreans, and that's all. That specificity is in Dennis Montgomery's lawsuit that was filed in a court, and I think it was in Nevada, with Mike Lindell.
Right.
But that goes into the very specifics, and that's why it is stunning. Here we are 8 days later, and there's nothing on it that we've heard in the mainstream media. But that is probably the most significant, because that's in the end game, when the other means that I'll talk about and that they're going to use again, in the end game, that's the number that they take this special access program, CIA program, that the Obama administration, Clapper and John Brennan, took 2 weeks after they took office and moved it out of CIA headquarters, a cookie-cutter version, over to Fort Washington. And then after they left the administration, they apparently, for the 2020 election, sent it to China. And I believe they sold it. And I don't know whether they sold it or gave it. And China cahoots, they're complicit in the 2020 steal. So cyber is a critical thing, because that happens at 9:30, 10:30 at night on election night, when you're up about 80 to 90% of the vote, and they reach in with their cyber, like your iPhone communicates,
right,
and they put an application on it, like you have on your iPhone, and that looks at the numbers for both people, in the case Trump and Biden, and it gives Biden a 2 to 3% edge in the software. That's why the numbers, that 44,000 is such an important number. It's small, and everybody says, well, it's just close. And that's what we're going to lead to and come to the conclusion, what they're setting up right now to make it look close, and tells me that they're going to use cyber. The other significant numbers were in the mail-in ballots. And you remember, in very few of the states with a mail-in ballots, because of COVID-19, and in your opening, you mentioned, well, we don't have a, quote, pandemic. It was a deliberate biological attack by the Chinese, as I've said so often on the program, to mask the cheating that they wanted to accomplish, as well as to crush the economies. But the next way, of course, was the mail-in ballots that sometimes just secretaries of state did. It wasn't approved by the legislatures, which in our system, the state legislatures must approve the voting procedures and rules. So the states that did that were incorrect, but they said, well, it's an emergency and we've got to do it. Now, the reason, let me give you an example. The state of Pennsylvania mailed out to its state residents 1.6 mail-in ballots, which, by the way, the state legislature did not approve. They got back, Audrey, 2.4 million ballots. Mm-hmm. Now, someone had to have a printing press to go 1.8 to 2.4. That's 600,000 ballots that were cast, and you know they were all cast for Biden.
Yeah, what a coincidence, right?
When you look at that number, that Biden got 81 million, for instance, in one state alone, there were at least 600,000 that were not even voters. There were names they put in. And that's why you need an audit and not a recount. The recount counted those 600,000 votes that were done by printing press. And my info tells me the printing press was in China. And they falsified names, but nobody correlated the names to a person in the voting precincts. They just counted the numbers.
Right.
Oh, and that's why we had the highest number of votes in this presidential election than we've ever had in history.
And
that's an example of a reason.
Right.
Another example of the impact was in Michigan, which I've talked about before. They closed down 5 of the 6 battleground states. And to remind our listeners, the battleground states are Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. And these were all close votes in those states. But in Michigan, for instance, they closed down. And then on the next day, the 4th of November, 2020, at 06:31 hours in the morning, they came up with 149,000 votes, 149,200 approximately votes. And all these votes were for Biden.
Yeah. I mean, come on. What are the odds of that? This is, I've never seen anything like this, Tom. I've never seen anything like this. This is, look, I used to work at the polls. And we didn't leave until all the, you don't shut down and say, I'll see you in the morning. We didn't leave until all of the votes were counted there in the machines. So, you know, I'm trying to understand, suddenly all of these states shut down at the same time, right? One has one excuse, one has another, but they all shut down till the next morning. And we're supposed to believe it's a coincidence.
Yes. And they're going to do the same thing again, Audrey. And fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Right.
What are the Republicans doing about this?
That's what's suspect, Tom. They're doing, first of all, they're not acknowledging it. And here you have them working against themselves. McConnell should be, to me, this guy should be thrown out. And if we can indict him on something, I would indict him. This guy is a criminal. He used Trump to get back in, now has worked against him all this time and against the voters. And he's saying, well, we probably won't hold on to the Senate. Well, why not? Did you perhaps put somebody in Pennsylvania, put up a candidate you knew and you already told him he's not going to win Oz? Right? I mean, he comes out with ridiculous stuff. He's running against someone. Now, I'm not making fun of someone who has a stroke, but you're running for office, right? He has a stroke. He can't even speak at this point, and he's an extreme radical. And he, in the polls, is winning. Explain that to me.
Well, first of all, I think those polls are false. And,
yeah.
And even
yeah.
before he had the stroke, he was a doofus. As you say,
yes.
Extreme radical. He's a communist.
He's a communist, yeah.
And it's that simple. And how could he be ahead? Well, I think the polls are being manipulated, and that's
yes.
really the thrust
right.
of what we're talking about. Because the other way that they've used technology, now this is all different than hanging chads. That's why I'm emphasizing it so much. The last one is the Dominion voting machines.
Yeah.
Dominion voting machines, we find out, are corrupt.
Yes.
And that's why these lawsuits between Fox, between Mike Lindell, et cetera. And that is the reason why Dennis Montgomery has explained and shown what went on in the election and how they have abused and treasonously, because you've got the Democratic Party working with the CCP, that they treasonously have used those nation states, foreign states, to steal the election. And so those are the three differences than the hanging chads that everybody remembers back in 2000 when Bush and Al Gore, you remember that, in Florida.
Sure.
It was determined by the Supreme Court. Now, the Supreme Court is guilty, in my opinion, the Chief Justice, for not accepting the lawsuit that the state of Texas filed against one of the states, I think it was Pennsylvania,
right.
for what they were doing, said it was in violation, and the Supreme Court wouldn't hear. None of the courts, Audrey, would hear any of the protests. And the word was out that, well, they didn't want to decide the election. Please. They've got to decide corruption. And that's why, again, I repeat, with Vice President Pence, he should have sent back to those six states.
Yes.
He had this information.
Yes.
I know he had this information.
Yes, he did. Yes.
And he should have sent it back for an audit.
Yeah.
Audit, not a recount.
No, an audit. That's all we were asking for. And I think I think that voters were entitled to that. You know, if this is not clear and people feel that there's a lack of integrity, then we deserve an audit. We need to know. And anyway, the other side, if they're so sure they won, they should welcome it. But of course, they knew they didn't win, and that's why they didn't want it. But our side is, the problem I have is with our side. Now, the FBI is so polluted with communist filth at this point. They need to be removed and replaced. According to what is now 14 whistleblowers from the FBI, Project Veritas reveals that the agency is corrupt to the core, just as we suspect, and they are now going after news media, and they consider Project Veritas media because, after all, they're doing the investigative work that the mainstream media refuses to do. Let's not also forget that they were involved in the fraud because, and I considered election interference, that they sat on Hunter's laptop during that time and called it Russian disinformation. So the FBI is so far off course, they don't even seem to care who sees what they're doing. Am I right?
Exactly. Look at what they did at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, that's another thing right there.
I mean, that just proves your point, Audrey. The first time in our history, the president's, a former president's residence has been raided by the FBI for some trivial details that they of information they took out
right.
that should have been done purely with lawyers discussing and trading it. So that just proves your point. Your other point is that I think is worth emphasizing again for your listeners is the Democrats, if they won, should be demanding audits.
Yes.
For bragging rights.
Right.
And it would discount everything we're talking about. They would have the bragging rights. But as you pointed out, they are deathly afraid because they know they lost.
Yeah.
They lost. So they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on lawyers preventing any audits. So that is what we would call the sniff test, isn't it?
There
the
it is.
The confidence
yeah.
test.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not doing that. Now, you mentioned Leader McConnell.
Yeah.
I think that some Republicans have been cheating too, Audrey. I think if you go to Georgia and you look at how quick they put in the Dominion voting machines, et cetera.
Yeah, I think Kemp, yeah. I think, yeah, he is, because he's corrupt. The guy is corrupt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are others that I've heard, and, you know, this is scuttlebutt, I'll just say it, that some people think McConnell had a little help to win, you know, in his last election.
I wouldn't doubt it at this point. Yeah.
And so that's why he's not making a move or doing anything.
Right.
So we have the corruptness on both parts of the party, and we, the American people, are being cheated. And they're using technology. The founding fathers did not understand cyber warfare. They did not understand computers and known how that people can corrupt them through software, et cetera.
Right.
And so we, the people, have got to resolve this, and we need our own leaders speaking up about it. Now, they have, because these people have come, the 14 FBI agents, and they are explaining what is going on in the FBI,
yeah.
as well as they walked some guy out. They really fired him yesterday by the name of Timothy Tebalt,
right.
who was the main player, lead agent in the cover-up of Hunter's laptop, as well as voter fraud, and the Trump raid.
Right.
You see, there's no way that cyber could have been missed by the FBI, could have been missed yeah. by the CIA, by DHS, by
yeah.
Cyber Command,
right.
NSA, that was used in 2020.
Right.
We had pockets of corruption in those areas, and There's no way that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff could have missed it.
No.
Now, are they going to miss it again? Well, I'm predicting they will.
Hmm.
And I'm predicting what we're really talking about is the NBC poll that came out says alarming polls showing the GOP is losing their momentum as midterms near. Now, this is a setup, Audrey.
Yes. Yeah. Well, see, that's what I think. I think that, too. But I just for a second here, I just want to go back to the FBI. There are almost 14,000 special agents employed by the FBI currently. Only 14 whistleblowers is not enough to me to save this agency. And Victor Davis Hanson agrees in that he says the agency has become dangerous to Americans and an existential threat to their democracy and rule of law. The FBI should be dispersing its investigatory responsibilities to other government investigative agencies that have not yet lost the public's trust. Do you agree with him?
Absolutely. Spot on.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Yeah, because it's as if they are acting like the Stasi arm of the Democrat Party at this point. And for us to believe that there's all these great agents, 14 out of 14,000, only 14 have some type of integrity, and the rest of them, well, I'm just protecting my job, while the country around you, it turns into a banana republic. How long do you think you're going to keep your job? Am I correct?
Yeah. Well, some of them are not involved with this type thing, and you know how they compartmentalize business. But you're correct, and it starts at the top.
Yeah.
Fish rot at the head, and that's what's happened with the FBI, with the intelligence community, with. And it turns out with the military, why the service chiefs have not all resigned because of the critical race theory being taught to all their members, as well as in the service academies. All this goes together.
Yeah.
And there's no question that we now have a banana republic government. It is something we have never experienced before, Audrey.
No, we've never. And this is, my heart's breaking for young people and children who did nothing to deserve this. And that's because we failed on our watch. The majority of people, maybe not you and I, but that we failed on our watch because people just let it go. It's all right. Government's not that bad. They're not going to do anything too bad. Meanwhile, you know, people like Trevor Loudon were warning us of the communists that were in our government already, card-carrying communists that were in our government, in the Congress. And look, and here we are. And they've taken over our intel. And the intel agencies are working as a Stasi arm of this globalist party that's in. So we're in a lot of trouble, and I hope that listeners understand that the only thing we can do, since the Republican Party doesn't give flying Walenda, whether they stay in power or not, because they're still getting paid, okay? They still get their benefits.
Correct.
They don't care. But what we can do is vote in person on Election Day. Do not vote early. Vote on Election Day. Make the effort. Vote in person. That will cut down on the paper ballots.
Exactly. But if you don't audit that, you're going to get like what happened in Pennsylvania, where we know that there are 600,000 votes that are not even voters. They're just ballots mailed in. So how do you have a chain of custody?
Yeah.
The important thing, Audrey.
I don't know. But we've got to start somewhere. Otherwise, we're going to have to do what the Declaration of Independence said. When the government is no longer serving the people but ruling over them, it's time to remove and replace them. And that might be where we are at this point, Tom. Tom, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS and pre-order your upcoming book with General Vallely, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, A Blueprint for Saving Our Country? Where can they do all that?
Well, I do not do social media, Audrey, and I do send all my speeches and that to and radio shows to Citizens Commission for National Security .org. And that's where you can look up and see my stuff. Now, can you give me 30 seconds to do one thing? No?
Sure. We have 30 seconds. Go.
I got this from someone in the mail. and it's got a picture of Barack Obama. And in it, he says, I am not incompetent. I am destroying America more quickly than anyone thought possible. I am not in over my head. I'm advancing totalitarianism right under your noses. I am not stupid. The stupid are those who fail to see the dangers I bring. I am not failing. I am succeeding at every goal I have set. I am embracing your enemies and rejecting your friends. I am acting lawlessly and unconstitutionally. I am ignoring your constitution. I am disobeying your laws. Your media is abetting me. Your Congress is not stopping me. Those sworn to defend your constitution are not removing me. I am fundamentally transforming the United States of America. Your constitution, liberty, freedom, wealth, future, and children are no longer at risk. The risk is past. They are already lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the situation we are facing.
That's it. That's
Everybody
it.
Knows Biden is not running the country.
Right.
Barack Hussein Obama is.
This is true. This is true, Tom. It really is. And as always, I will have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info you need to follow the general's work. Thanks so much, Tom, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. Will you join us again on the show? Yes?
Absolutely, Audrey.
Excellent. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.